Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct the question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press star and then one. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now I will turn the meeting over to the company. You may begin anytime.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the financial year 2013-14 interim results announcement analyst conference call for Hopewell Holdings Limited and Hopewell Highway Infrastructure Limited. Before the call starts, let me kindly remind you that the results announcements for both companies have been uploaded on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange website, and they are also available together with today's presentation and press releases on the two companies' websites. Now let me introduce the management who are with us in the call today. We have Mr. Thomas Wu, Managing Director of Hopewell Holdings and Hopewell Highway Infrastructure, Mr. William Wong, Executive Director of Hopewell Holdings, and Mr. Alan Chen, Deputy Managing Director of Hopewell Highway Infrastructure. Now I'd like to invite Mr. Thomas Wu to go through the results. Mr. Wu, please.
Thank you. Good evening. I'll quickly run through first the Hopewell Highway Infrastructure December 2013 interim results. On the group messages, GS maintained mild growth after Coastal Expressway fully opened on December 28, 2013. Phase 2 West maintained robust growth and became profitable. Phase 3 West performance is expected to improve along with traffic and toll revenue ramp up. Further capex needed by HHI to the joint venture is only $383 million. It is sufficiently funded by HHI's solid financial position. Benefits from robust growth of PRC car market, which sold around 22 million vehicles in 2013, is foreseen. The key highlights, tariff cut, which was implemented June 2012. GS average daily toll revenue returned to growth year-on-year in the first half of this 6 months after the tariff cut was implemented the year before. GS average daily toll increased 6% year-on-year to 9.2 million in the period. GS average daily traffic increased 8% to 465,000 vehicles in the period. Continuous growth in Class 1 traffic is 9% year-on-year growth and contributed 57.2% of the toll revenue. There's insignificant impact on the toll cut on Phase 1 and 2 West. The holiday toll-free policy, which was commenced September 2012, implemented on small passenger cars with 7 or fewer seats for 7 days during the period and 8 days in the year before. Aggregate annual toll revenue of GS Phase 1 and Phase 2 West estimated to be reduced by about 3% when without the toll policy. Toll revenue of GS Phase 1 and Phase 2 West during national holiday increased versus the same period in 2012. And for toll expressways, Phase 2 West traffic and toll revenue grew robustly, 30% and 21% respectively. Phase 2 became profitable in these 6 months, and the average toll exceeded 1.5 million a day since July of 2013. Phase 3 West recorded encouraging performance. The average daily toll reached 455,000 in December of 2013, which is 124% up since the first month operation. Target operating cash flow break-even in the fiscal year 2016, when the average daily toll revenue reaches 900,000 a day. The West Route Phase 1, 2, and 3 together is targeted to be profitable in the second half of fiscal year 2015. And on slide 6, you can see that the Class 1 small cars contributed over 50% of toll revenue to all of the projects. And we continue to benefit from the robust growth of PRC car sales. And China sold 22 million vehicles in 2013, and mainly driven by the passenger cars. Coastal Highway was fully opened in December 2013, and within that highway, 18 kilometers is free from the opening date to February 6, 2014. It has minimal impact so far on GS Superhighway, as we have still maintained mild growth. Now, if you look at the table, the GS traffic grew 8% during December, and during the first 20 days of January, it still grew 6%. And for revenue, December, it has grown 6%, whereas for the first 20 days of January, it has grown 4%. When assessing the impact, one should use the combined January and February 2014 data, as the lunar year has a seasonal effect, which with the 2 months together would be a more accurate and a meaningful comparison. On slide 8, you can see that since the opening of the coastal highway, while the GS Superhighway traffic has dropped compared with before the opening, it has still seen growth compared with the year before. And combining the GS Superhighway and the Coastal Expressway, you can see that the total market of transport actually has grown around 10%, with a lot of the growth coming from the Coastal Expressway. So while GS Superhighway still maintain low single-digit growth afterwards. And of course, this with Coastal Expressway having 18 kilometers of free road during this moment. On slide 9, the net toll revenue increased 12%, EBIT of Toll Expressway increased 8%, and the profit attributable to owners increased by 1 million. The increase of EBIT by 8% is mainly due to the net toll revenue increase of 12%, which GS has returned to growth. There's strong growth in Phase 2 and contribution from Phase 3 West. This is offset by the operating expense when Phase 3 West has opened, and depreciation as Phase 3 West has started coming in. So the profit attributable to owners of the company rose mainly because of net toll revenue, net exchange gain, and depreciation of Phase 3. Now, the on slide 10, dividend has been announced, so I don't have to go back to that. Slide 12. Net cash on hand at HHI corporate level is approximately 141 million, which is 5 cents per share, and shareholders' loan receivable from Westroot is 1 billion RMB as of December 31st. HHI has well arranged financial resources for Westroot's funding requirement, as mentioned, is 383 million further. And we're exploring opportunities to reduce the overall finance cost of the JV companies. On slide 13, this is a simplified presentation of HHI balance sheet, separating into the HHI corporate level and the JV level, which has consolidation into our balance sheet. At the JV level, you can see that there are approximately 6.2 billion loan that we have consolidated but not non-recourse to HHI, whereas at the HHI corporate level, we have cash of 1.4 billion and show the loan to JV of 1 billion, and on the right-hand side, corporate debt of 1.2 billion. So the net cash and company show the loans to JV net of debt, it's over 1 billion. And the net cash at HHI is 141 million. And on slide 14, you can see the results. And two things to note. One is that Phase 2 West has turned from minus 10 million last year to 1 million plus this year. And Phase 3 West started recording operating results, both in the revenue and also in the results. And on the interest income and interest expense, we have increased interest income as we have deployed fully the 1 billion to the joint venture, and also because we have early repaid our bank loan in Hong Kong. And also the net exchange gain has a healthy increase as well. Slide 15 and 16 are the operating results, which for the highways year-on-year growth, you can see the growth. Slide 17, GS Superhighway has returned to growth 1 year after the implementation of the tariff cut and also healthy increase in traffic. On slide 18, approximately 5.3 million a day comes from the Class 1 vehicles, whereas we have seen growth in the truck sector as well to 1.5 million a day. And the full-length equivalent of GS has increased 8% to 96,000 vehicles a day. And that means that we still have room for growth. And by that, if you turn to page 20, again, you can see here, I think we have presented this some time ago, the dotted lines are the cross-sectional traffic of the three tunnels in Hong Kong, cross-harbor tunnels, including the cross-harbor tunnel Hong Hum, Eastern Harbor Crossing, and Western Harbor Crossing. And for GS, we have selected the peak section and also the average profile. So you can see that the peak section is not as high as the Cross Harbor Tunnel, and the average section is slightly below the Eastern Harbor Crossing. And that means that we still have some room to grow using the Hong Kong example. Slide 21 on Phase 1 West, it has synergy with Phase 2 and Phase 3 West, and the Class 1 traffic and toll continue to grow, contributing to 72% of the traffic in Phase 1. Phase 2, traffic and toll revenue continue to grow robustly, and Class 1 has strong growth as well, contributing to 74% of the traffic. And as mentioned before, once the Phase 2 reaches 1.5 million a day or 12 million per kilometer, then it will reach profitability, which it has just done since July of 2013. Phase 3 West is ramping up steadily, and you can see that it has gone from around 200,000 a day to now over 400,000 a day in just 1 year. The target operating cash flow break-even will be in the fiscal year 2016, when the daily toll revenue reaches 900,000 or 8.7 million daily per kilometer in the revenue. And the target for Western Delta Route to be profitable will be in the second half of fiscal 2015, which is same as before. Future development benefit to Western Route: healthy GDP growth of Guangzhou, Foshan, Zhongshan, and Zhuhai. Hangqin in Zhuhai is a new growth hub for both business and tourism. For example, the first phase of the world-class Qianlong Ocean Kingdom in Hangqin opening in January of 2014, and over 240 billion total investments of ongoing projects. And also the link up with the Hong Kong Zhuhai Macau Bridge, Human Second Bridge, Shenzhen Zhongshan Corridor, and Guangzhou Gaoming Expressways. On slide 27, the remaining shareholder injection into Phase 2 and Phase 3 West will be no more than 383 million, which we have substantial funding for from both the corporate side and also from undrawn facilities. On slide 28, the automation on GS and energy saving, etc., will help in the operating efficiency of the projects. On slide 29, China has total sales of 22 million vehicles in 2013, still the largest car market in the world, and also it's a 14% jump from the year before. Toll by weight, I think we have gone through some of this before, neutral impact to GS and West Route, and also investment amounts and toll integration. So I think these will actually be positive for traffic in general. Slide 31, The coastal highway was fully opened in December 2013. So far, minimal impact to GS after the full opening. This also is with the toll-free sections, as you can see in green in the graph, the two sections. GS is competitive. We connect to the populous downtown and major expressways with 22 toll stations, efficient patrol and rescue team, and the total traffic time using the coastal route is only about 5% different between GS and coastal expressway, and we charge the same rate. Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Wu, for the presentation on HHI's results. Now we'd like to invite Mr. Wu to walk us through the results for HHL, please.
Thank you, Brenda. For HHL, we have active property management with continuous growth in the investment property and hospitality businesses, enthusiastic response for the sales of the Avenue, Hopewell Center 2 advancing full steam forward, solid financial position for future investments, and we're poised to grow with the Pearl River Delta economy. On the business, investment property and hospitality revenue grew 5% to $651 million. Major investment properties continue to benefit from decentralization. Occupancy rates remain at high levels and average rental rates rose. Active management of properties to improve rental performance. The site formation work of Hopewell Center 2 has commenced. Pre-sale of the Avenue residential unit started in November 2013 with enthusiastic response. We sold 943 units, or 92% of the 1,028 units launched within 1.5 months, a total sales of around $9.4 billion at the JV level. On financial, a solid financial position, as at December 31st, 2013, cash and available committed banking facilities on hand at the corporate level is $3.3 billion, and HHL corporate level net debt is $2 billion, which comes to a net gearing of 5.5%. We continue to look for appropriate investment opportunities. HHL expects to receive in mid-2014 around $1 billion net proceeds from the sale of the Avenue. This will further lower the corporate level net debt. On slide 5, the operating profit from the prime earning businesses for these 6 months is $603 million. And this mainly is from toll road, investment property, and hospitality. For 6 months, highlight the EBIT rose 4% to $921 million. This excludes the one-off gain and the land conversion gain. The core profit attributable to owners increased 3% to $606 million. EBIT increased 4% mainly due to the continued growth of investment property, GS, and Phase 2 West, but partly offset by the net loss of the newly opened Phase 3 West and Panda Hotel's earnings. Profit attributable to owners fell to $739 million, mainly due to the absence of the one-off Hopewell Center 2 land conversion gain and the lower fair value gain of the completed investment properties. Slide 7 is the breakdown of the results. Slide 8, the board announces the interim dividend to be 50 cents versus the 45 cents in the past year, an increase of 11%. And slide 9 is the dividend trend. Slide 10, the financial position. We have a strong financial position. The corporate level cash and available facility is $3.3 billion. HHL expects to receive the $1 billion from the sale of the Avenue, and this will further lower the debt. The solid financial resources to meet the funding requirement of $3.7 billion capital investment in 2014-16 for the project. On slide 12, on the properties and hospitality front, we received continued growth in both the revenue and the earnings. and the revenue has grown to 651 million for the 6 months, and the earnings 352 million. On slide 13, we have maintained high occupancy, and also we have seen the strong growth in the average rental rate. Slide 14, for Hopewell Center, the average spot rent increased 7% to $45.20, and the average passing rent for the 6 months, it was $36.40, and for this year, we target to be not less than $36. The total income for fiscal 2014 is not less than $220 million, or 18% increase, and for fiscal 2015 to be $240 million and 9% increase. And we benefit from the decentralization trend and larger users occupy our space. So much so, if you look at the bar chart, that 66% will be sizable tenants occupying one floor or more. And you can still see the gap between the Hopewell Center spot rent and the market, and also our effective rent income is still below that of the spot rent. Hopewell Center will benefit from continuous enhancement of the building, and we will commence by the end of 2014 the podium facade renovation of Hopewell Center. Similar story for KeyTech Office, where the average spot rent was 18.7 for the past 6 months, which is a 40% increase. And the passing rent for the 6 months is $12, and we target not less than $12.50 for this fiscal year. The annual income for the office would be not less than $85 million, which is 7% increase, and for fiscal 2015 would be $115 million, which is a 35% increase. And we have signed offer letters with the government department in December 2013, which committed 90,000 square feet. And very similarly, there is still a healthy gap between the spot rent and now effective rent, and also from the market. And sizable tenants are moving to KeyTech, so half of the building will be occupied by large space users of 15,000 square feet or more. In EMAX, the Metroplex will be opening in February of 2014, and this will help drive traffic flow, improve retail tenant mix and rental income. And we are now under negotiation with the renowned retailers for KeyTech. Panda Place, we have enhanced the tenant mix after the renovation. Rental income increased 188% year-on-year to $26 million, mainly due to renovation completed in the end of 2012. And for the full year of 2014, rental revenue target will be not less than $50 million, or 51% up versus the full year of 2012 before the renovation. Panda Hotel turnover dropped 10%, $261 million. This partly due to the new tourism law of China, which went into effect in last year, and this reduced the group tourists to Hong Kong. And the average room rate, the occupancy rate maintained at 90%, which is a high level, but the room rate has dropped 3%. And also we have had renovation during the period, which also affected the occupancy. We hope the guest room renovation will attract higher spending travelers. And also, we are enhancing the function space and marketing to attract MICE business. And property for sale, Hopewell New Town in China, we have contracted sales of $610 million, which is over 90% of our fiscal year revenue target. And this comprises of 367 apartments, and the average selling price went up 8% to $9,200 versus the year before. And the total sales of 360, 69 million. The slide 22 shows the completion time of the units in the next two fiscal years. And slide 23, you can see the increase in the selling price of both the apartments and the townhouses, which leads to better operating results. On slide 24, we're currently studying the various options for the development of the commercial strip with a GFA of around 1.6 million square feet. 25 is Broadwood 12. It's a summary of the units. We have sold 59 of the 76 units and 17 units unsold, and 8 of those are under lease with rental rate of around $67 per square foot. Slide 27 is the development timeline, and 28 is the capital expenditure. Slide 29, Hope World Center 2. The site formation work has commenced and planned to complete construction in 2018. Currently, planned total investment is around $9 billion, which is funded by internal resources and or bank borrowings, and it will have synergy to our portfolio in Wan Chai and enhance our recurrent income base. And that's the CapEx plan is also in slide 30. There is unrecognized value of the hotel assets on our balance sheet as they are reflected in the historical cost minus depreciation and not the market value. Now, for Hopewell Panda Hotel, our book value is actually $371 million, which comes down to around $400,000 per room. And as you know from the another hotel that was tried to be transacted in the past, the room rate is quite a bit higher than that. So the market value, as according to market valuer, is estimated to be around $3.4 billion for Panda Hotel. And for Hopewell Center 2, the hotel portion book value is $2.2 billion, where the market value, as according to the valuer, would be closer to $4.8 billion. So the two put together will have the unrecognized value of around $5.6 billion on the balance sheet. 200 Queens Road East project in Wan Chai. For the avenue, we have launched 1,028 units for pre-sale in November, and the response was enthusiastic. And we have sold 943 units, or 92% of those launched. Selling price was $21,200 per square foot. This sales would generate $9.4 billion at the joint venture level, and sales proceeds from the units sold is sufficient to fund outstanding construction and other related costs and repay the project loan. Now, the project is under construction, planned to be completed by 2015, and the total investment is around $9 billion. Our portion is half of that. We have already injected $2.4 billion as at December 2013, and no more injection is needed. And also, the project has a $5 billion bank loan facility signed before, well funded. Hoyan Power Plant on slide 35, net profit rose 1% due to the fall in the coal costs, offset by lower utilization as hydropower had increased generation, and also we had scheduled maintenance in the project. And Hopewell has provided $500 million shareholder loan to the JV to reduce its financial costs, and the project will have stable contribution to Hopewell. And we're currently studying the phase two of the power plant, which will be slightly larger in size than phase one.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wu, for the detailed presentation. Now we'll open for questions. Operator, can you please give us instructions?
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star and then one. Please unmute your phone and record your name clearly when prompted. Your name is required to introduce your question. To withdraw your question, press star 2. One moment while we wait for the first question. Our first question comes from Sir Wei Sim. Sir, you may proceed.
Okay. Hi, Thomas. Thank you for your presentation. I've just got a few questions. The first one is the traffic on the GS Superhighway, from what we've seen so far, seems to be doing better than expectations. I was just wondering if the company had come up with any forecast for expectations of what type of growth we might see for calendar year 2014. Secondly,
yes.
Do you want me to just ask all the questions first, or?
Yeah, please.
Okay. The second question was the slide on the traffic growth on GS Superhighway and how comparing it to the three tunnels in Hong Kong. I was just wondering, we still have some pinch points where we're seeing higher traffic and bottlenecks. Is there any possibility for further expansion for those areas where we're seeing the bottlenecks coming through, as we've seen in the past? And then my third question is in relation to the company's shareholder loan, we're seeing the contribution coming through from this. When is this loan supposed to mature? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Wei. Okay, three questions. I don't know what the growth trajectory is, honestly, but, if we look at the current picture, which is that the Coastal Highway opened with two of the sections, total 18 kilometers still toll-free, and that's the performance that they have, then I would guess, it looks good so far, and I think in today's Chinese paper, they have a pretty in-depth comparison, as the reporter has run through on both roads and saw the comparison. And so, we'll still keep ourselves competitive and make sure that the road users get the best service we can provide. I think it's less, a stable and fixed market in the transportation, where, it's not a choice between GS and the Coastal Highway. You can actually see an increase in the market when you put the two traffic together, to revenue and traffic together. And so, we see a slightly dented growth, but we're still growing compared to, some estimates that we will be below the previous year, and the Coastal Highway is growing quite steadily. So, we're cautiously optimistic that we'll still see a healthy, maybe single-digit growth in GS this year. But, I think, even internally, we have a widely different guess. So, it's really anybody's guess. But, I think what the conclusion is that the transport market is actually not just close to, choosing either roads. There is actually increased demand through opening of a new road. The second thing is, the tightest bottlenecks have actually been expanded. So, certainly there are some sections that have heavier traffic at different times. We still monitor it very closely and see if, there are sections that have the necessity to, to expand. And I think this year will be an interesting year, as, we didn't see any drop in the traffic through the opening of the Coastal Highway. So maybe that's something we have to pick up on in the expansion and work on that and come up with sections that we might have to start earlier. On the shoulder loan to Phase 2 West, it's scheduled to end in May of 2015, and we have come with the agreement with our joint venture partner that once all the loans we have provided would mature, they would actually come up with half of that should it not be repaid. So in other words, our maximum exposure would be reduced by 500 million when this comes due in May of 2015.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Mr. Cusson Leung of J.P. Morgan. Sir, please proceed.
Hi, Thomas. I have two questions. For number one, can you comment on the expected margin of the Avenue project? And secondly, do you have any comment on the previous plan to spin off the property arm? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Cusson. First, I don't think I can comment on the margin of the Avenue, given, of course, we have been talking about the residential sale, but remember, there's still the retail section as well. But again, I don't think I'm going to comment on the margin until further along with the project in the completion. Second, on the listing, we still have no solid plan on the way forward on that. We continue to monitor the market very closely, but so far, there's no concrete plan on this yet.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Once again, to ask a question, please press star one. You will be prompted to record your name. At this time, there are no questions on queue. Oh, wait, we have one more here. One moment. We have a question here from Ms. Joyce Kwok of Credit Suisse. Please proceed.
Thank you very much. Okay, Thomas, I've got a question mainly on the retail because in the results set, you have made the very clear and impressive guidance on the revenue on your office because of the AEI. Can you give us more color in terms of the AEI progress on the retail and also on the revenue guidance thereon, specifically for retail? Thank you.
Thank you, Joyce. I think on the retail front, there are several things. Basically, two types of profile you can look at. One is on the Wan Chai front, the bulk of it would be the shops around Queen's Road East, and the response are strong, although some of the shops are under reshuffling. And if you come by, you can see that some of the shops are moved around, and we have new tenants coming through. And so the financial impact of those won't come through immediately. Another one is in Kee Teck, where with the opening of the cinema and related shops, then I think we will start to see some impact on the retail front this year. So I think the trend is strong, but the financial impact would be something we would start to see at a later stage.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. At this time, there are no further questions.
Oh,
okay. Sorry. Operator, I think we have a question from Simon Chen.
Yes, okay. Mr. Chen, you may proceed.
Tax for the renovations for the Hopewell Centres, can you remind us how much that is? Like the new renovation on the retails, facelift and stuff.
Okay, for the podium for Hopewell Centre, we are budgeting around HK$20 million, and we're hoping to keep it to be around that or maybe lower.
And also for your Panda House, I think you also mentioned that there's some renovation going on. How much would that be roughly?
I think for the rooms, it's a smaller number that it's an ongoing amount. So.
Okay, great. Great, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Now I hand back the call to Ms. Miranda.
Thank you. If there's no more questions, it's the end of today's analyst call. If you have any further questions in the future or would like to reach the company, please don't hesitate to contact the IR department. You can contact Ms. Carmen Lai at 2862-5683. So on behalf of Hopewell, thanks again for joining the call today. Goodbye.
That concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.